MarkAndMartin.com.
All right, we're going to talk about Fort Hood right from the get-go here on America Tonight. Then the Senate, of course, tackling health care reform, or is it really making any progress? The Senate is not the House, and I don't think we're going to see any vote before Thanksgiving, certainly, no matter what Senator Harry Reid says, and he's in a sticky predicament, to say the least. Besides that, we're going to talk about Toxic Toys, a new health group, finds high lead levels. Oh, that's just brilliant, isn't it? Be careful when you're out there shopping for the grandkids, the nieces, the nephews, and your own children. But first, like I say, we got a couple of different opinions here. The Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, talked earlier in the day about what an investigation will do. It's still in the planning stages. And will it range beyond the specific case of Major Hassan, the Army psychiatrist who is accused of murdering all those folks at Fort Hood and, of course, gunning down so many others? Will it look at some of the personnel policies, and what about the mental health services for troubled troops? Here's what the Defense Secretary, Robert Gates, said about the probe that goes beyond the Army.
The President and I are committed to a thorough accounting of what happened, and to seeing that the shooting victims and their families have everything they need to recover from this ordeal. We should not forget that America's military family remains in mourning. And as we sit here, thousands of troops at Fort Hood and at military bases across this country are preparing to say goodbye to their loved ones and deploy to a distant and dangerous battlefield. Tomorrow is Veterans Day, when we pause to remember the contributions and the sacrifices of all who have worn America's uniform. And so at this point, I would ask everyone here to pause for a moment of silence for those so ruthlessly attacked at Fort Hood last week and their families, and out of gratitude to veterans who have served in the defense of their country.
All right, so the question becomes, in light of what he's saying and looking at the focus of what now it becomes, all right, we're moving on, we're moving away from this, the sadness, the ceremony of what happened at Fort Hood, and now we have to look at the evidence and connecting the dots on that. The number two guy, the Army's number two officer, was pretty blunt. He was asked about this just earlier in the day about Hassan. And he fears that there might be others like him who are undetected inside the armed forces. Do you think? The specific quote from the Army Vice Chief of Staff, Peter Chiarelli, said that he says, "I think we will always have to be concerned about that. And we have to be worried about the stress and the suicide rates and what's happening here, obviously. The Army's been preparing, so you know, as we push this forward, for its own examination of what went wrong in the Hassan case and ways to prevent something similar from happening." Now, this is, becomes the question. Is it a standalone? Is it part of a larger deal? Listen, just get investigating. That's what I say. Just start pulling apart everything. Know everything about this guy. Know everything about what the protocol and the procedures were on the base, etc. I mean, look, he opened fire on unarmed soldiers and civilians at one of our biggest bases in the country. 13 people dead. Didn't even step foot off the base. So, you know, all right, he's charged with murder. He's going to be tried in a military court. They're expected to ask for the death penalty. But, yes, in moving forward, there has to be more, I don't know if it's alert or more accurate reporting or investigations in the future. If these red flags go up, boom, somebody starts to look at the cracks. So how did he slip through the cracks in the personnel and in the mental health system, keeping his job and getting ready to be deployed to Afghanistan, even though it was clear, now that so many people are coming out of the woodwork and saying this, that his behavior and his statements had definitely alarmed the people who worked with him? You know, I said this before. And, I mean, no offense to people who work for the post office, but it's what's been coined as the term going postal. And often when you work in certain environments, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, somebody will say, wow, there's kind of a guy or a woman or somebody who seems a little bit off by the crazy things that happen at work. I mean, crazy things, over-the-top things. But they still keep the job. They're still there. They're still there. They're still there. And then you're worried. You're worried that there's some kind of crack, and ooh, that's the person who's most likely to go postal. And how often do we hear of a strange, horrible thing that's happened at whatever business because the guy that everybody thought or the woman that everybody thought had a problem really did. And usually it's men with the guns, etc. But in this case, Hassan was one of those people, and obviously those around him knew he was a little off, that something absolutely was wrong. So I think they just need to take a big, fat, hard look, don't you, at what's happening, at the deaths, at why he did it, all that stuff. Let the investigation overlap in a lot of different directions. Who cares? Just get it going instead of analyzing the specifics of it. Write it down, go for different directions, and just like any investigation, let the evidence take you where it will. I mean, we know that the FBI learned late last year of Hassan's contact with the Muslim cleric in Yemen who obviously was beyond radical and was encouraging Muslims to kill U.S. troops in Iraq. So I think you have to certainly look at the intelligence. You have to look at all of this and let the pieces of the puzzle follow, you know, where it might lead you, and take it from there, right? Take it from there, for goodness sakes. Jana is listening to us in Iowa. Hey, Jana.
How are you doing tonight?
Good. Good, good. You sound good.
Yep, I'm doing pretty good. As a Democrat, I'm not real happy with them wanting to complete this military investigation first. I think we need to throw the doors open, investigate everything from all angles, and
yep.
I would like to, again, encourage the people to contact their congressman and tell them they'd like to see this done. It's just amazes me that it's not being done. And, you know, you were talking earlier about suicides of our soldiers, and myself, if I was out fighting against the terrorists and I had to go to a Muslim psychiatrist in my ranks, that would cause me to be very uncomfortable from the soldier's point of view. And that's something that you don't hear people talk about because it's not politically correct. But I think that has something to do with it, too. And I'm not aware of how many Muslim or Middle Eastern psychiatrists are in our army, but when you're out there fighting people and you have to go see someone like that and talk about what's going on that's bothering you, I think that's a problem too.
All right, Jana, well said. I agree with you 100%. I think you have to look at all the angles, every single angle in this thing, no matter what, and throw everything on the dartboard and fling all the doors open, because go the route of the evidence and see where it leads you and where you can go from there. Maybe there's more we don't know. Maybe there were other problems that he was having with some of the patients, etc. I mean, who knows? There's more to be uncovered, I'm sure. Speaking of getting in contact with the people in Washington, Senator John Cornyn, what does he say? That's next.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The once mighty U.S. dollar has been replaced as the world's reserve currency. Trillions and trillions of dollars outside the U.S. will come rushing back to be redeemed into anything tangible. Foreigners will buy anything at any price to escape the soon worthless dollar. The once great dollar has been destroyed by our own reckless and irresponsible leaders, and Americans will soon be paying the price for this foolish behavior. Prepare now. Ready Reserve Foods is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you're buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right, we're talking a little bit about these Fort Hood killings and why is it such a limited scope as far as looking at the evidence and what's going on there. I could almost answer that question. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. When I say that, a lot of it has to do with concerns still over the perception of the fact that he was a Muslim and was he radicalized and all that that entails. Clearly, he was troubled. Clearly, he was seeking advice from somebody who wanted to see more Americans cut down, and he was tormented by the idea of Muslims serving in the military and then going and killing those of Muslim faith, even if they were radical Taliban or Al-Qaeda or whatever. So here's what Senator John Cornyn said, the Republican from Texas, as far as the investigation into the Fort Hood killings is concerned.
Well, of course, we shouldn't condemn all Muslims for what happened that day, but we shouldn't turn a blind eye to the facts and signs that tend to connect this with a terrorist act. And while the administration has asked Congress to hold off on oversight investigations, we need to know what the facts are so we can make sure it never happens again. I think the president has been fair by not getting ahead of the investigation, but as we see reported on Fox and in other news sources, information that I think leads a reasonable person to wonder whether this was tied to a terrorist act. There are no, for example, no such thing as benign email communication between Major Hassan and a imam in Yemen who has been known for encouraging Muslims to jihad. So I think we can't be blind to those facts. We've got to follow the facts wherever they may lead.
All right, that's the thing to do. Follow the facts. That's absolutely what we do in an investigation. So take off the politically correct gloves and go in whatever direction the evidence shows. But we know how dicey that can be, and it's hush-hush, and the lid is definitely on tight when it comes to what's happening at Fort Hood. Speaking of Fort Hood, the soldier suicides this year are going to top last year's, but at least there is a decline, if you will, in the pace of the deaths, which means the Army believes that they're making some kind of progress, rather, in perhaps dissuading some who would try to kill themselves from doing just that. I mentioned this before, and here's the thing. When, you know, Mark in New York brought this up, here's the thing. You have to imagine yourself, and if you just can, and it's hard to do, but you listen to the descriptions, and we've talked to many people who have served and have been there on the front lines, and you think of what they see day after day after day, those that come back, and then those that are afraid, of course, because of what they've heard and whatever, but especially those that come back, how rough that is to try to come back home, forget what you saw, try to assimilate if you're not deploying for a while, whatever, and then not say anything, you know, have the brave, stiff upper lip when you're being eaten alive by somebody being blown up in front of you, seeing, I mean, this is graphic, but as someone described to me once, watching your buddy's face melt, can you imagine? I mean, I can't. I really can't. Only in what has been described to me, and just thinking to see the horror of that, certainly. So you have 140 active duty soldiers that are pretty much tied to or believed to have died from self-inflicted wounds of some sort, whether it was a gun or something else. And it's pretty much the same as they confirmed for 2008, but they believe it's going to be a little bit higher than that. So they're not, the military's not downplaying it, but 71 of the number that I mentioned, National Guard and Reserve soldiers, weren't deployed at the time of their deaths that were possibly confirmed for suicides. So the more help that these soldiers can get on these bases or at the VA, etc., all that much better, I say, because of their incredible service, certainly to this country. You cannot do enough for these soldiers. You just cannot do enough, whether it's at the hospitals or it's on the bases. That's what I think is the tragedy in the Fort Hood thing. You have to remember, what was Major Hassan's role? He was an Army psychiatrist. He was seeing people, guys who he was counseling and giving medicine to, prescribing drugs to, so that they could get through whatever nightmare it was that they were suffering from. But he was responsible for the invisible wounds, as they call them, the mind, what's inside, to try to get somebody to open up, and then this happens. Imagine how many others have been damaged, the ones that were wounded, and others on that base, how many have been damaged by what's happened at Fort Hood. Now, here's the thing. The numbers of suicides that are kept by the service branches, all of them, don't really show all the war-related suicides because they don't include the deaths of people who have left the military. Now, the Department of Veteran Affairs tracks the numbers and says there were 144 suicides among 500,000 service folks who left the military from 2002 to 2005 after fighting in at least one of the wars. So put that together and think of Major Hassan, and to another level, just how unbelievably shocking that was, what happened on that base, when you think of his job and how he was promoted and what he was schooled in, mental health. I want to make sure that I give you the payoff on this one. I've already gotten a couple of quick emails on toxic toys. One here from Ann is toxic toys. Don't forget to tell us what they are. Okay, so toxic toys, you're talking about Barbie and Disney products, might have excessive lead. You know, there's always that group. There's a California group that they test for things like lead coming up on the holiday season. The Center for Environmental Health tested about 250 kids' products. They got them at any of the retailers and found some of the lead levels had exceeded what the limits were, seven of them specifically. Here were the high ones, so you know. A Barbie bike flare accessory kit, a Disney Tinkerbell water lily necklace, Matt, if you were thinking of getting me that. They also found excessive lead in Dora the Explorer activity tote, which is popular, right? Two pairs of children's shoes, a boy's belt, and a kid's poncho of all things. So what happens is they send letters to the Walmarts, the Targets, etc., the people who are selling the products and say that the goods on the shelves have illegal levels of lead and should be pulled immediately, which is really a good thing that they do this. Remember, Congress passed a law after a bunch of recalls of lead-tainted toys in 2007, including a bunch of Mattel-related recalls, involved more than 2 million toys because, you know, you don't want these kids chewing on. That's what happens. The younger ones especially put the toys in their mouths, and that's a disaster obviously waiting to happen. So wherever it's shipped off or whatever, at that point it doesn't matter. It's getting them off the shelves. That if there are still lead problems on store shelves, you don't have people running out and buying this stuff because obviously some of them would be pretty popular and the parents would have no idea that this is what they're picking up. I mean, I think it's a good thing to go through the toys and not have that happen, because you'd be surprised at just how dangerous it is, especially for younger teething age kids who have Barbies and Dora the Explorer's backpack and whatever. You certainly don't want to put the kids in that situation. Test everything now. Got to weed through the candy for Halloween and have them in a closed environment. You have to worry that, oh, because we're making the toys cheaply and bringing them from other countries, there's a chance there could be massive lead in them, and you have to watch for that. It's not easy being a parent of it. We'll have to ask Stu about that next time, since he has kids in all the age ranges, including pretty newborn, as to what you have to do to kid-proof everything. It's not just about covering up the sockets and the ends of the table anymore. It's about really going through everything, including the food, too, that your kids are eating, to make sure that you're not giving them anything that could cause them problems. And then to boot, you have H1N1. And what's the decision there when you send them to school and a bunch of kids come down with the swine flu? All right, you can always throw in your 2 cents on any of the things that we're talking about. 800-259-5791. Meet you in three.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Get it on is the operative word for those in the Senate. They're weighing long-term care programs as far as health care is concerned. I'll tell you, there's no way, unless some real backdooring, wouldn't that be a shocker? Would they never do that there? Unless some real backdooring occurs in the Senate, there's no way. I mean, we're talking about next Thursday as Thanksgiving, that there's going to be some kind of a vote before that. By the way, quick reminder here. We do have our normal Nail the Score this Thursday, but of course next week it is the holiday. So Tuesday, 1 week from this show, we will have Nail the Score in our third hour for those who want to compete. Nail the Score in the third hour. Also, the biggest turkeys this year so far as we start to wind down, believe it or not, 2009. We have 40-some days left in the year. If you were going to make 2009 a good year, you have 40 days to do it. I said that to someone today. Hey, I was 2009 for you. And they said, I'd be happy to wave goodbye to 2009. I can't wait to say hello to 2010. So just 40-some days. Hang on, and we'll get to the finish line. But we're going to talk about the biggest turkeys of the year, and there are a lot of them in almost any facet. Though certainly politics, business, entertainment, etc. We'll go through the list. By the way, that includes you, Matt. It's not just the listeners. You have to come up with your own turkeys for the year, so you better get busy on that homework assignment.
I'll be thinking about it day and night until we do that segment.
Day and night. I bet you will.
I'm going to be studying up.
Yeah.
You better be nice to
me,
sure too,
you will.
You don't want to be included.
Oh, thank you. Please, please don't include me. All right, the Senate, as I said, looking at this health bill, you certainly just the whole health bill reform. There's your one of your turkeys. Let's ram this down everyone's throat. So since the recess is right around the corner, this week they're looking at open debate on the bill, even though it's pretty unclear as to whether or not Senator Harry Reid, who's the majority leader, of course, has the votes to overcome any kind of even an initial procedural problem from the get-go. Probably you're talking about using going into the weekend and even into Thanksgiving weekend to try to rally more Dems. That's what he's got to do to get that 60 votes to support the health care measure. If he is successful, the health care plan will still be on the floor waiting when when the idiots that we've elected return, not all of them are that way, return from Thanksgiving. There's at least three or four good ones. They return from Thanksgiving and are there until Christmas, right? So when they get on the bill, there's going to be amendments after amendments after amendments after amendments. It's going to be long. I mean, the Senate is completely different from the House. That was, what, a couple of days, boom, 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 vote, done. The Senate, it'll be a lot different procedurally when they talk about the spending bills, etc. And then, of course, they're also going to look at the Fort Hood shooting. We mentioned that. So you've got Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, that committee. They're going to have a hearing on Thursday, and they're going to be talking about the shooting. Then you have some other panels that will be included in that. Joe Lieberman, member, he mentioned that he would be part of it. Senator Susan Collins of Maine, etc. So I'm sure some interesting things could come out of that committee. But that also means that the focus is going to be on a couple of other things, and health care is going to take a back seat. This whole health care overhaul for the moment is there, but it's definitely not going to be in the forefront, I don't think. And what the big problem is they're talking about this proposal to permanently resolve that annual fight over doctor fees paid by Medicare. And it's all tied up into that deficit reduction deal. The House plan, of course, is going to be massively cut up in the Senate. It's definitely, to me, has much more resistance in the Senate. So a bottom line is, for all this gobbledygook I'm talking about here with the Senate and health care, there's not going to be anything that happens before Thanksgiving. Actually, when it comes to politics and D.C., the biggest thing that could come out of D.C. is going to be the Afghanistan strategy from the president, perhaps the day before Thanksgiving. I'm starting to hear rumblings about that. Or maybe even on Thanksgiving, although I don't think so. I think it would be the day before or coming back from that Thanksgiving break, most likely. That seems like the best spot. Hey, veering off into sports is part of odds and ends. The Bills get a new coach. Yep. They got rid of Dick Turan. Of course, the Bills have become so significant. You think of a team during the Jim Kelly years, especially, when they were always a bridesmaid, but they were there at the Super Bowl how many times? Four times Jim Kelly was there, and they didn't end up winning, but they were there. The Bills have just fallen into a pit. What has happened to the Buffalo Bills? So Dick Turan was fired. I'm so not surprised by this. They cannot continue. I mean, they were in this danger. It's their fifth coach in 9 years, but they're yet in jeopardy again of missing the playoffs for a 10th straight season. The Bills 3-6 on the year, with so much money that has popped into these teams and what you're asking fans to pay, you just cannot continue to have those kind of losing seasons. And obviously the rope is pretty short for anybody who takes over the Bills because of the frustration and all that history that I just mentioned. So it was the owner who said, let's shake it up. We got to, I think the players were surprised that they pulled the plug on him at this time, but they decided, yeah, you know what, it's time to move on and make a change because this is not working. So Perry Fewell is now the new guy as the head of the Buffalo Bills. He's the interim head coach after Jaron was let go. And I love this. Somebody asked him, well, what's the strategy? At least he had an answer, unlike what's going on with the administration and Afghanistan. You know what I like? This answer could almost apply with Afghanistan. Play like hell and win. Fight. How about this? Fight like hell, give them what they need, and win. So that's the plan. The defensive coordinator is bumped up to head coach, and that was his answer. I kind of actually like that answer, right? There are 7 games left in the season. So if he's going to have the gig, then he's going to have to have an incredible 7 games. I mean, that has to be more in the plus column of wins than losses. Matt, you're a sports fan. I wasn't necessarily surprised that the Bills made a move and put the assistant in there, but it was just the timing of it. So he's got his shot now at the big gig if he can turn it around, but I wish him the best with what's happened with the Bills.
All I got to say is have fun dealing with T.O.
Oh, no kidding. It's been brutal. Nothing. No production.
Did you hear his latest, he's all on the Twitter, and his tweet after Jaron was fired was the Mr. Rogers, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and then he went back on an hour later and said that it had nothing to do with Coach Jaron getting fired, although we all know that it did.
Of course it did. Of course. It's vintage T.O., you're right. Yeah, good luck. He was, let's face it, Jaron, he didn't have much to work with, right? He was supposed to, he had some of these expensive leftover players, and he didn't. He didn't have a lot of people to work with. And what's happened is the team, now the franchise is embarrassed, like I said, of the way this team is going. And I've heard that there's a lot of problems with Ralph Wilson, that he is just clinging to every penny in the checkbook, and this is part of the problems.
Yeah, they have pretty much no offensive line. They trade away Jason Peters. They do have Lee Evans and T.O. and Marshall Lynch, Fred Jackson, Trent Edwards, although he got hurt. So you'd think their offense would be all right, but they don't have any offensive line. Their defense is pretty much just non-existent. So
Got to
have
a defense.
Lot going for them other than their cool old AFL uniforms.
That's it. Now, here's the other great story in sports shorts. Is this one, the NBA superstar LeBron James, who watched the Cleveland Browns get pummeled by the Ravens, said, maybe I could help. If I put all my commitment into it, I dedicated myself to football, I think I could be really good no matter what team I was on. Haven't we had some of those two sport players in the past, right? You know, Bo Knows, Bo Jackson. Certainly we saw with Michael Jordan. Basketball, baseball, LeBron. But it does bring up an interesting question. Do all of you know who LeBron James is? I mean, of course, NBA superstar. If he were in the NFL, would he, there's like a poll I saw, it's probably on Fox, would he really be a good player? Could he amount to anything? Would he just be kind of average or awful or a stud, a football player? As an aside, he was a wide receiver at high school, and he was chosen to represent Ohio State before quitting American football after his third year to focus on basketball. But he follows the game, and he thinks that he could have been kind of like an Antonio Gates or maybe like Atlanta's Tony Gonzalez. He thinks he could be kind of that player that fits kind of the tight end receiver mold. And, yeah, a lot of these guys are athletes that are incredible athletes and could probably play a couple of other sports, but I don't know. I don't know if I see him as a football player, but I think he would be at least a decent player because he has that work ethic, so he'd probably be at least okay. I can't imagine he'd be awful. Thoughts? Speaking of that, don't forget we have Nail the Score coming up on Thursday/Friday, our third hour of that show this week. Stay with us.
What's so crazy about not starving? To cover yourself and your family in the event of accident or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get Foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to Foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at Foodinsurance.com.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through two hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with two high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's defense capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of defense capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York.
I gotta love this as the blunder of the day. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How about this for the stimulus? And I love that this was uncovered. In Arizona's 15th congressional district, 30 jobs were saved or created with $761,420 in federal stimulus spending. The website that was set up by the administration to track the stimulus quotes that. If you go to recovery.gov, you'll see it. It's about tracking the money and accountability and where is the money going. But here's the problem. What a blunder. There is no 15th congressional district in Arizona because the state only has 8 districts. And there are other problems, too, as well, other places that are incorrectly identified. So, see, they threw up a website. Here's the money, and you can track the money. For example, it's not just Arizona. In Oklahoma, if you go to recovery.gov, they list $19 million in spending and 15 jobs created in more congressional districts that aren't there. In Iowa, it shows $10.6 million spent, 39 jobs created in non-existent districts. In Connecticut, the 42nd district, which also doesn't exist, the web claims 25 jobs were created with zero stimulus dollars. So there are all these fictional congressional districts and then job creation, of course, the spending as well. It also goes over to the territories. You'll find this fascinating. $68.3 million spent, $72.2 million spent in the first congressional district of the U.S. Virgin Islands, $8.4 million spent, 40.3 jobs created in the 99th congressional district of the U.S. Virgin Islands. Okay. I'll give you one more just for fun. $47.7 million spent, 291 jobs created in Puerto Rico's 99th congressional district. I don't know, wouldn't you think this is a website that's supposed to boast of, look, we're being transparent, here's where the money's going, you can see it, and then who's ever entering the information, however it was put up on the website, is completely erroneous in many cases. Oh, my goodness. And here's what I really want you to know. And because this was the key to me finding this out, and I think some of the networks have probably reported it, I'm sure, by now. But the recovery.gov website was also put together, okay, as part of the stimulus bill so that you could see the transparency and accountability. Get this part of it. For the money spent in the stimulus, the site is pretty well funded. You know, like, you can't blame the fact that the website's bogus on the lack of paying the people to put it together. Because you know how much they get? An $18 million grant. I am so in the wrong business. For $1 million, I think I could put the right facts and figures in place and hire a few people to do the same thing. But I'm not even talking about $1 million. They had $18 million to work on that website. Oof. Dana's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dana.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
Good. How have you been doing? Hey, I meant to tell you this. You know, since you told us about what you found with Medicare and you found some fraudulent things on a bill, oh, this is big business. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on where people are getting their bills and it's not right and their names are being taken off because people are profiting from it.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. The sad story is, remember, within 48 hours of trying to get something done, the government doesn't give a damn, Kate.
I know.
That was the whole attitude.
It's crazy. I think it's crazy.
Yeah. And you know, I could really get on a soapbox on that, but I shan't do that right now. What I called about was your little statement a while ago about a turkey of the year.
Uh-huh.
I already know what that is as far as I'm concerned, and that is our infamous President Obama getting the Nobel Prize.
Oh,
I think that's
bravo.
The biggest turkey of this century, because all I can say the man has done is get us in debt, stir up stuff. He flitters all over the world. He gets stuff started and never finishes it, and we are in a horrible mess, and he did this before his 6 months was up in the White House. I mean, he hadn't even been in office 6 months when he got all this crap started. I mean, look at the health bill thing. I mean, everything is a mess. You know, so
well, I
think
the
Nobel Prize is the biggest turkey of the year, I think, as far as what you're talking about. Maybe somebody can outdo it and maybe somebody has a different opinion. But to me, that's what it is, you know.
All right. I love it. Do we have some applause for Dana? Because I got to say, she has a good point. If you want to talk about turkeys, she gives a good example. It could be someone in sports, entertainment, politics. Thanks. You have a good one. And, of course, she expresses, and she's right, it was crazy when he got the Nobel Prize, because the definition of Nobel Prize for peacemaking or whatever, he hadn't even been in office long enough by the time he was even nominated. And then the boos when it was announced, obviously, even there in Copenhagen, they were shocked and couldn't believe what they were hearing when that was announced. And, hey, he took it and said that he was going to give the money to different charities, because you get $1 million plus when you win the Nobel Prize. But yeah, turkey, that would be up there. So see, it could certainly be related to something that's happening like that, awards that shouldn't have been, etc. But I think that the biggest shocker is the fact that you've got an $18 million grant for a website that can't even get the money right, or the district right, of where they're spending it, because who's ever running that, guaranteed there's an army of people that are involved in doing it, but they have to be making a decent amount of money, particularly the person heading it up, because of the amount that was asked for. So who's dropping the ball with the big salary there in the government trying to put this website together? Matt, you and I know people that are involved in the Internet who work on websites and stuff like that. I'm sure you have some friends. I certainly do. And I think for $1 million, even my laziest friend could do much better than what they've done so far.
Oh, definitely. I think I, with my somewhat limited web knowledge, I used to manage some websites and do a little bit of creating. I could probably do a better job.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. I mean, $18 million, that's a lot of money. Even if you're talking about an army of people, somebody's making a pretty good check there. And a couple of other, not just one person, it's going to be a couple other people that are making decent money, too. It's a shame on them for
flat out robbing people.
They are. I mean, it is highway robbery that they can't even, they make up districts. They don't even know what the districts are. So all they're doing is getting the information, relaying it. Yeah, there could be layers of inaccurate reporting, but I think it's pretty easy to have a map posted of the districts and double check it.
You would think so, but then again, in today's age, nothing is as easy as it seems.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Boy, that certainly is the truth. The more I think about it, the more I think, yeah, for $1 million, I think I could put together the website correctly. I'm sure a lot of people listening to us would find the same thing. One last deal. Rising obesity, they say, is going to cost U.S. healthcare $344 billion a year. $344 billion a year. But who has money to spend on these wellness programs? After all, if this healthcare reform goes through, imagine the taxes to so many of us that we will eat up a big chunk of the little portions of our checks. So you've got 21% of healthcare spending, they say, as a result of obesity. And these are based on the projection that in 10 years, 43% of American adults will be obese, which is roughly 30 or more pounds over a healthy weight. And they say if that current rate continues, you can expect more people with diabetes, heart disease, and types of cancer. So now we're trying to find out ways to curb medical costs and all this debating over healthcare legislation. How are you going to be able to afford these wellness programs if you're cutting back here and there and saying that you're going to have to tax people or you're going to levy certainly a penalty on somebody who does not opts not to get health care? And I think that there's no money left in the pot for the whole wellness thing. If that's the road we're going down, then certainly there should be more money that is allotted toward wellness programs at various organizations, jobs, etc., where the employee doesn't have to pay anything. More encouraging of people to eat healthier, for goodness sake. You can flip me an email on any of the things that we talked about, including that bogus website, AmericaTonight.net.
We're talking about back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.